My name is Joanne Reed. When I first started after college, I became a recruiter for a retail store, and I worked in Philadelphia at Saks Fifth Avenue, and then was transferred to their New York corporate offices, where I became the director of executive recruiting. I loved it. We had 50 stores all over the country at that time, and I recruited senior level executives for them from California to Florida to New York to Texas. I went to a small women's college back in the 70s. There were such things called Rosemont College in Philadelphia's Main Line. It was the sister school of Villanova. At that time, Villanova was all men and Rosemont was all women. Somebody in my dorm knew that they were building a store. It was a summer job, and they wanted some interviewers to come in for the summer. That was it, and I didn't want to go home because I was graduating, right? So I took a summer job, and they liked me, and I stayed on. That's literally how it happened. Do I regret doing this job? Not at all. I got to see the United States in a way that I never would have had that opportunity and hadn't in college. And I got to meet tons of different people, which I found really exciting. A day would involve usually a series of meetings, maybe also interviewing two or three candidates. Sometimes candidate interviews were not in the store, but they were across the street at Rockefeller Center, or they would be at another location so that that candidate would be comfortable. And if they were currently working for Henri Bendel or Macy's or Barney's, people would not see them going into Saks Fifth Avenue. So their bosses wouldn't know they were maybe looking for another job. I didn't make decisions in a vacuum or by myself. If I liked the candidate, I would send them on to interview with maybe two or three other people. Then we would get together as a team, and we would all voice what we thought was positive and also voice what we thought were concerns. And then we would make a decision as a team. It helps, but it's time consuming. It's some of both. When you wanted to get the end and you knew you had the person, you would, okay, let's move. Sometimes you'd have those team meetings on the phone. Shall we move with this person? In general, though, it always helps. Two heads are better than one. Three are better than two. What did I find exciting? Every time I met a new person or went into an interview, I found it to be exciting. So things about a person are fairly obvious. You're going to see their name. They might have whatever they have on there. And I'd say, give me an experience that you have had that helped shape your philosophy of life. How about that? Tell me what courses you took in college, if it was a college level, that inspired you the most. What did you like about that course and why? So the idea for me was to get the person to talk, and if they begin to talk and they can engage you, they're going to be able to talk and engage someone else. You can learn a lot just about the way somebody can speak, right? Least liked about the job, having to terminate people. Besides recruiting them, I was also involved in their yearly evaluations. And sometimes you would get somebody who just wasn't a good fit, or maybe they would break a company policy and you would have to terminate them. And that was always, at least for me, a fairly awkward position to be in. I had a woman who was my mentor at Saks, and she was the vice president when I was the director. Her name is Beverly Cassidy. She was so patient and a wonderful listener, and both things that I don't think I had anywhere near to the extent that she did. Plus, and she was born with this, she was smart as a whip and had a very gracious manner to her. And when she had to terminate people, they would leave her office thanking her. How she got that done, I cannot tell you. But she had a very nice manner about her, and she was supportive of me. She got it. She was very honest. Great lady. When you have a professional image that you are keeping up, you don't have the luxury of being in a bad mood. You might be able to close your office door for a minute or two, get yourself together, but you have to come out and you're on stage. So you have to put all those personal things behind you. If your cab was late, or if your shoes are hurting, whatever it is that's going on. So I dealt with it by trying to collect myself, but also by feeling a little bit like I was on stage. You have to be careful with that in terms of image. At the time I chose to go into recruiting, I was offered a teaching job also. And I went into recruiting and did that for almost 30 years. Now I'm teaching. Each of it has its rewards. Teaching is more personally rewarding. I really like teaching though. I'm happy with where I am, but if I could go back, I'd pick that director job at Saks Fifth Avenue. I'd go right back.